And at this time, I invite the children forward for a children's message. Please come on down. And Jonathan, just to warn you, I have a picture that I didn't tell you about that I'm going to, or yeah, Jim, I'll tell you when to put it up there. Thank you. Yep. Wow, we got, wow. Woo. Big group today. I am so excited for you guys. Next week is going to be really exciting. You guys excited to lead us in the Christmas program? Yeah, you are going to be so awesome. Well, today's also a special day in the church here. We're going to talk about waiting. I know, in fact, there was a little passage here from Lamentations that has said, it is good to wait. Does that sound true? Do you guys like to wait? No? Thank you for being honest. So we wait for a lot of things. We wait for the sign to change so that we can walk across the street. You got to do that. That's important. We wait for to get into the movies. Did any of you go to a movie over Thanksgiving? Anybody? Did you have to wait in line for the movies? Kaya? We did. Remember? You got to wait in the classroom to raise your hand. You can't just speak out. You got to wait till the teacher calls on you. What's the best thing that you've ever had to wait for? The best thing that you've ever had to wait for. You're waiting in line, you're really excited, and it was okay to wait. Can you think of any time? Janie, thanks for volunteering. Oh, Disneyland, of course. What ride? Was there a ride that you were just to get in? Wow. Anybody else? Yep, Kian? Red Robin. Wow. You like their shakes or their French fries? French fries, okay. Yeah, I like the French fries too. Well, I want to show you a picture of someone who had to wait. Oh, hold on, don't turn around quite yet. I want to show you a picture of someone who had to wait. Go ahead and show that picture here. Okay, can you? So this is a real dog. His name is Merlin. And what is going on here? What is he having to wait for? All right, he's got to wait for something. I don't know if I can see it very well. It's kind of hard to see. Can you see what he's waiting for, Sabina?
He's waiting for his treat.
He's waiting for his treat. Very good. What kind of treat is that? It's like a dog bone. Very good. Caleb? Man, good job. All right. That is right on. This dog, Merlin, if his owner says, it's okay, then that's when he can flip it, the biscuit, and it lands right in his mouth, and he can have his yummy treat. Okay. Well, today is Advent season, and that's kind of what we're doing. We're waiting for something. Okay. So Advent is the time in which we make preparation and we get ready for the special day of Christmas. Do you guys have any traditions that you do in your household to help you
kind of wait and prepare for Christmas?
You're probably doing them right now. Yeah. Laurel? Advent calendar? Very good. You change the day or you have like a something that you look at every day? Chocolate in them. Woo! They do it right at the Muley household. Yep, Sabina? Wait for the brownies to be done. Yeah, Caleb? The Christmas tree. Very good. Well, here at Peace, I'm going to turn around over here. I'm going to just go right between the two of you. Maybe you noticed here this morning what we have up here. This is a wreath. And this is how our church family at Peace is going to prepare and wait until the Christmas day. Nicholas lit the first candle. Next week, we're going to light another candle. Next week, the third week, another candle. And then finally, we get to have our treat, okay? We're going to light the Christ candle on Christmas Day, and that is the best present that we could ever get. So just be thinking the next few weeks, we're waiting, preparing. The treat is coming. Can't wait for that. Okay, you can go back to your families. Thank you for coming up.